Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and this week we continue our look back at 2012 by spotlighting music from some of the year's most prominent dramas. We've got a lot of memorable music written by a host of talented composers to get to, so let's jump right in. We begin today's program with a selection written for the Denzel Washington drama Flight. It's the first live-action film Robert Zemeckis has directed since the desert island film Castaway, and it definitely marks a return to form for the director. Flight is a moving, distinctive portrait of addiction, highlighted by one of Washington's finest performances to date and one of the most harrowing plane crash sequences ever witnessed on the big screen. However, it's also a surprisingly entertaining movie at times, thanks largely to the screenplay's quiet wit and a hilarious supporting turn courtesy of John Goodman. While the film's broader moments tend to be underscored by catchy tunes from folks like Joe Cocker and the Rolling Stones, its most affecting moments are underscored by composer Alan Silvestri. As in Castaway, Silvestri's music appears rather infrequently, but when it does turn up, it has a rather significant impact. It's a gentle score which stands in sharp contrast to his blustery, equally entertaining work on The Avengers. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
music from Flight, written by Alan Silvestri. The Don DeLillo adaptation Cosmopolis is one of the strangest films of director David Cronenberg's career, which is really saying something. A surreal and sometimes bizarrely funny examination of wealth and capitalism, the movie follows protagonist Eric Packer, played by Robert Pattinson, on a long limo ride over the course of a tumultuous day. Cronenberg's usual collaborator, Howard Shore, provides the score once again. Though this time there's a twist. The music is not performed by a traditional symphony orchestra, but rather by the Canadian indie rock band Metric. Their collaboration, which included both the band members contributing to the score and Howard Shore contributing to the songs, was an exceptionally successful one, as the music strikes just the right tone for this chilly film. Take a listen. Music by Howard Shore and Metric, written for David Cronenberg's Cosmopolis. Tom Hooper's adaptation of the stage musical Les Miserables, which was of course adapted from the novel by Victor Hugo, is one of the year's most passionate films and features some truly dazzling sequences, though it must also be admitted that some of the film's casting decisions are a bit peculiar and the pacing is uneven. Hooper wanted the film to feel as naturalistic as possible under the circumstances and infamously required the actors to record their tunes live on the set, rather than having them simply perform the tunes from a studio later on. The results have been hotly debated. Certainly the vocals are wobblier than they would be under other circumstances, but the approach does add an in-the-moment freshness. The songs, of course, are by the famed team of Alain Bublé and Claude-Michel Schoenberg. We'll feature the brand new song they wrote for the movie, which is called Suddenly, along with some of the show's more famous numbers. Let's take a listen.
Suddenly, you're here. Suddenly, it starts. Can two anxious hearts beat as one? Yesterday, I was alone. Today, you are beside me. Something still unclear, something not yet here, has begun. Suddenly, the world seems a different place, somehow full of grace, full of light. How was I to know that so much hope was held inside me? What is past is gone. Now we journey on through the night. How was I to know at last that happiness can come so fast? Trusting me the way you do, I'm so afraid of failing you. Just a child who cannot know that danger follows where I go. There are shadows everywhere and memories I cannot share. Nevermore alone, nevermore apart. You have warmed my heart like the sun. You have brought the gift of life and love so long denied me. Suddenly I see what I could not see. Something suddenly has begun.
There was a time when men were kind, when their voices were soft, and their words inviting. There was a time when love was blind, and the world was a song, and the song was exciting. There was a time. Then it all went wrong. I dreamed a dream in time gone by, and hope was high, and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. And I was young and unafraid. Some dreams were made, used, wasted.
was no ransom to be paid. No song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder as they tear your hope apart, as they turn your dream to shame.
One day more, another day, another destiny. This never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time. One day more.
I did not live until today. How can I live when we are parted?
One day more.
Tomorrow you'll be worlds away. And yet with you my world has started.
One more day all on my own.
Will we ever meet again?
One more day with him not caring.
I was born to be with him.
What a life I might have known.
And I swear I will be true.
But he never saw me there.
One more day before the storm.
Do I follow where she goes?
At the barricades of freedom.
Shall I join my brothers there?
When our ranks begin to fall.
Do I stay? Do I dare?
Take your place with me.
The time is now. The day is here.
One day more.
One day more to revolution. We will nip it in the bud. We'll be ready for these schoolboys. They will wet themselves with blood.
More. Watch them run amok.
Catch them as they fall.
Never know your luck when there's a free for all. Here's a little dip. very little touch.
Most of them are gone, and some of them are not.
One needs to, and you can need a man of freedom. Every man will be a king.
My place is here, I fight with you.
One day, Lord,
we will join these people's heroes. We will go where they go. We will know their little secrets. We will know the things.
One day, Lord,
watch them out of mind. Catch them as a flood.
Never mind, like when there's a rainbow gone.
We'll be ready for this.
Tomorrow will be far away.
Tomorrow the judgment day.
Tomorrow we'll discover what our God in heaven has in store. One more dawn, one more day, one day
That's music, of course, from the film adaptation of Les Miserables. Composer Danny Elfman had a very busy year in 2012, scoring no less than 6 films. He reteamed with director Gus Van Sant for Promised Land, a politically charged drama about the evils of big oil companies. It features sturdy performances from Matt Damon and John Krasinski, but ultimately becomes a little frustrating due to the manner in which the characters and story take a backseat to the film's heavy-handed message. Elfman's small ensemble-driven score is yet another low-key effort from the composer as he delivers melodies which accentuate the rural heartland which serves as the film's backdrop. Take a listen and enjoy.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDverdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're spotlighting music from some of the year's more prominent dramas on the program today. If ever a movie was tailor-made to win awards, it's Steven Spielberg's Lincoln. After all, it's a movie about one of America's most beloved presidents, directed by one of America's most admired filmmakers, and starring one of America's most respected actors. And yet, much like the King's Speech a couple of years earlier, the movie has the benefit of being rather good, in addition to containing award-friendly subject matter. It's more of a political thriller than a standard biopic, digging deep into the complicated legal processes which surrounded the slavery debate during the Civil War. Composer John Williams turns in one of his more restrained scores of recent years, a subdued and noble effort which highlights both the era and the fundamental dignity of its central character. Take a listen. Music by John Williams, written for Steven Spielberg's Lincoln. Another 2012 biopic, which was supposed to win a lot of awards, was Hitchcock, starring Anthony Hopkins as the master of suspense. Unfortunately, in this case, the film itself wasn't particularly good, aside from Hopkins' fine performance. It's a rather formulaic picture, which adds a lot of needless filler to some interesting material on the making of Psycho. The score is by Danny Elfman, who previously re-recorded Bernard Herrmann's Psycho score for the ill-fated remake of that film, directed by Gus Van Sant. One might have expected Elfman to write a typically bold Herrmann-esque score for this film. After all, no modern composer riffs on Herrmann's ideas more frequently than Elfman. But he turns in a surprisingly understated effort, which mostly avoids big, bold thematic statements. It's still an impressive score, however. Take a listen. Music by Danny Elfman, written for Hitchcock, with a bit of that famous Funeral March for a Marionette theme heard there at the very end. Quentin Tarantino gave moviegoers quite a Christmas present in the form of Django Unchained, a violent, entertaining, and remarkably thought-provoking slice of historical revisionism, which inspired the usual amount of impassioned debate among the controversial director's numerous defenders and detractors. Tarantino is one of the few directors who shies away from using much original music in his movies, though he did feature bits and pieces of new material from RZA and Robert Rodriguez in both volumes of Kill Bill. This time around, he once again relies on a lot of pre-existing soundtrack cues and memorable songs, but also sprinkles in a few new selections. To give you an idea of just how diverse the soundtrack's palette is, I give you two of the brand new compositions written for the film. The first, by composer Ennio Morricone, featuring the vocals of Elisa, and the second, by Anthony Hamilton and Elena Boynton. We'll wrap up today's program with these selections and invite you to join us next week when we'll examine the very best film music of the past year. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.
Ancora qui. Ancora tu. Ora però. Io so chi sei. Ritornerò.
ricorderai, ricorderò. Ritornerai, ritornerò. Ricorderai, ricorderò. Ricorderai, 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 ricorderò, ricorderai, ti ricorderò, ricorderai, ricorderò, ricorderai, ricorderò.
Me nicely.
One day, yeah.
Something tells me.